It's one mole, two boys, soon we'll draw alongside. Hoist her upward, swing her inboard, for the journey's nearly done. Well, we two will go ashore soon, get drunk in the clubs and bars, and stagger homeward. Pockets empty, like so many times before. It's one more pull, boys, that'll do, boys. Soon we'll draw alongside. Hoist her upward, swing her inboard, for the journey's nearly done.
Well, a man may take a wife, boy, and a man may take a mistress, but a sailor has his ship, boys, and his mistress, it is the sea.
It's one more pull, boys, that'll do, boys. Soon we'll draw alongside. Hoist her upward, swing her inboard, for the journey's nearly done. It's one more pull, boys, that'll do, boys. Soon we'll draw alongside. Hoist her upward, swing her inboard, for the journey now is done.
Okay, that was One More Pull by the Wellermen on WMFO. Not a dry eye in the house. That was a real tearjerker. What were you just saying about ships in Boston, Gary?
Okay, so at one point there were so many traders from Boston just like scouring the earth for anything to trade that in the early United States, Cuban authorities that were marking down like what ships were coming in would not mark down ships from New England as American ships, but as ships from specifically Boston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Tentacles of the empire.
Yeah.
Okay, we got time for one more sea shanty, and then we're going to move to folk metal. That's going to be sick. Have you got anything left to tell us about sea shanties before we go, I guess, inland?
I never had anything to say to begin with, so no.
Yeah. I mean, you had a little bit to say, but that was very poetic, so we'll leave it at that. This is Leave Her, Johnny. Leave Her. By the master. Rest in peace, Stan Rogers.
I thought I heard the old man say, leave her, Johnny, leave her. It's a long, hard pull to the next payday, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her. Oh, the winds were foul and the work was hard. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. From the Liverpool dock to the London yard, and it's time for us to leave her. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. It's time for us to leave her. The skipper was bad, but the mate was worse. Leave her, Johnny, leave her. He'd blow you down with a spike and a curse. And it's time for us to leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. And
and it's time for us to leave her.
It was rotten meat and moldy bread.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
You'd eat it or you'd starve to death.
And it's time for us to leave her.
Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her.
Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her.
For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. And it's time for us to leave her. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
For now those pumps are all pumped dry. And it's time for us to leave her. One more time.
Leave her, Johnny, leave her.
Oh, leave her, Johnny, leave her. For the voyage is done and the winds don't blow. And it's time for us to
we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Oh,
was the Who, or the H-U. How would you say that?
You know, I'm still not sure. I've been listening to them for years, and I have no idea how you actually say their name.
Well, it was the capital H, capital U, Who, or H-U. That was Wolf Totem from the album The Gerig. Gerig, we just learned, name for a diplomatic passport from the time of Genghis Khan, because that's a Mongolian band. Caroline, why don't you tell us what we just heard? That was insane. It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, came to me through a YouTube recommendation, actually. And it was just the coolest thing I'd ever seen. So it's been on my workout playlists for the past, like, 3 or 4 years now.
I can see that. You mentioned the music video. What do you see when you look up Wolf Totem by The Who?
So you just see a bunch of really cool guys riding motorcycles into the beautiful Mongolian wilderness. And then you see them set up shop and, you know, play their music as brothers. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, that's fantastic. There was some throat singing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Throat singing, underrated thing to do with your throat.
Yeah, it's very cool. Like, in all my years of voice lessons, it's one of the things I wish I learned.
Yeah. Okay, so the next... That was folk metal.
Mm-hmm.
What is folk metal? I've never heard of it before today.
So folk metal, basically, it encompasses sort of a wide variety of different types of music that basically incorporate elements of metal music and elements of folk music from various regions, mostly in Europe and Asia.
Okay. So this next song is called Galloping Steeds by the Tenga Cavalry. Anything to say about this song? Anything we should know?
This is more Mongolian folk metal.
I didn't know that I wanted more of this into my life until about 5 minutes ago. So yeah, let's do it. This is Tenga Cavalry. was Amon Amarth, Twilight of the Thunder God. Caroline swears that they were singing in English. What were they singing about?
So they were singing about Thor, the Norse god of thunder, slaying a gigantic snake and thus saving all of humankind.
Thanks, Thor.
Yeah, thank you, Thor.
Really sorting us out there. How did you get into... You mentioned earlier you were in a metal band.
Mm-hmm.
What instrument did you play?
So I played bass in a thrash metal band when I was in high school.
I played bass in a punk band when I was in high school, but punk is... It's just like whiny kids like whining about homework. Metal's like Thor slaying giant snakes.
Yeah, it's whiny kids whining about Thor slaying snakes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure we're in agreement. Bass is the best instrument to play in a band.
It absolutely is, because you can look really cool and it's not that hard, especially at least in a punk rock band, you're just playing the same note.
Oh, yeah. Like the top two strings.
Like maybe three notes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can like hold it low and like really look badass.
Absolutely.
Did you have any moves?
Not really.
You just kind of stand there and...
Stand in the corner, have like the bad posture, look really brooding.
Oh, yeah, okay. Did you do like the kind of like... Like swing the guitar around or anything? Or you were just like stock still?
Yeah, I was stock still. I was one of those... What were you? Were you moving around a little bit? I can see you being...
Yeah, I would bounce around too much.
There you go.
And still manage to mess up whatever I was playing because of that. Wasn't concentrating very hard. What was the name of your band?
We were called Dystopia.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. What thrash metal? So how does thrash metal differ from melodic death metal, which is what we just heard?
I mean, thrash metal, it's more of like your Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, like the metal that your parents might have listened to a few haircuts ago. And then melodic death metal is the stuff that actually scares people when you play it in public.
I mean, that scared me. I won't lie. And you were talking earlier about driving through small country towns with like that, or like the Mongolian folk metal that we heard earlier, just like blaring from your car. Man, they probably still tell stories about you.
Oh, I hope so.
How did you get into Norse mythology?
Yeah, so when I was in this metal band, our guitarist, Eric, was part Norwegian. And so he knew all of the different various folk metal bands. And I started actually listening to the lyrics of the various folk metal that he was playing. And I was like, actually, these are some pretty cool stories. And actually, like, did a lot of research on my own. And it's really comparable to Greek mythology in terms of just how, like, complex it is and how many cool stories there are to follow along.
Is there like, how is Norse mythology recorded? Is there like is it like, because there's epics, right?
Yeah, so the main like canon of like Norse mythology is the Poetic Edda by Snorri Sturluson.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of town. Okay, Snorri Sturluson. So he's like the original folk metalhead to some extent, maybe.
He's a sillier version of Homer.
That's brilliant. Okay, so we're going to stay in Scandinavia, it sounds like. Or go to Scandinavia? Where's Amon Amarth from?
They're from Sweden.
Okay, so
yeah,
we're staying. This is Finntroll, Trollhammerin. was Alkanost. No, that was Enciferum with Heathen Horde. Before that, we had Yarolo by Arcona. And at the top of the set, it was Troll Hammerin' by Finn Troll. In the background, we've got a song that the name is in Cyrillic, but it's by the Russian band Alkanost, and I think it's called Where the Winds Live. And over the top of that, Carolyn's got a PSA for us, an important message.
Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares. Sorry.
You're chilling.
Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net.
Brilliant. Anything you want to say about folk metal? As I feel like you just told a very tragic story about not being accepted into the as a folk metal fan when you first pierced your nose.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's been the struggle of my life as a metal fan, is as someone who does not have a pentagram tattooed onto my forehead. People don't really see me and understand my passion for folk metal, so, you know, I think you just have to look at people with an open mind and realize that not every folk metal fan looks like a folk metal fan.
That's right.
So tread carefully.
Yeah. Those headphones you see, they could have Mongolian throat singing over some insane beats. You don't know. I don't know, judge books by covers. There's something there. What else we got to talk? We got the next up is Cellar Darling and their song Avalanche.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to know about this song?
So that's got some yodeling in it, so that's very fun.
Oh my god. All right. How you feeling about this Alkanost song? Should we let it play out?
Sure.
All right.
Let's go.
We're going to turn it up and let them finish up. was Amon Amarth, Tattered Banners and Bloody Flags on WMFO. We got some more Fintroll coming up. The song's called Skog's Daughter, but Carolyn's going to tell us a little bit about it first.
Yeah, so I discovered this song a few years ago. I hadn't listened to Fintroll in forever, and they had this album that I hadn't listened to, and I put it on, and I immediately loved this song, and it was like such a aggressive one, shall we say. And then, you know, as I was, you know, dancing around, stomping around to this song, I was like, hey, I wonder what this means. And I look it up, and the lyrics are like this beautiful poetry about like finding this beautiful creature in the forest. And Skog's Daughter literally translates from Finnish to the daughter of the forest. So the more you know.
I once learned that, so this is a hard turn, the state of Delaware was settled by Swedes, and they were like, all right, we need to populate this. So they took a bunch of people from Finland who were like forest people, like pre-Christian religions and stuff, living in the forest, and they were like, rounded them up, put them on boats. All right, you live in Delaware now. Finnish people show up and just immediately like identify with the Native Americans living in the area, and they just like team up and just started living together in the forest, as opposed to like cutting down the forest like the Swedes wanted them to. Anyway.
No way, that's so cool.
Finns and forests. I guess it's a thing. Okay, this
match
is
made in heaven.
It's a match made in heaven. I guess they have a lot of forests there. Okay, this is Skog's Daughter, Fintroll. Anything else to say about Skog's Daughter?
I think it'll speak for itself. So here are some of the lyrics in English to the song. Horn-crowned, she sneaked like a shadow made of stardust. She caressed me, whispering, now tearing. Then I woke up from my slumber with a branded skin, our wild game just a memory out of a dreamer's ballad. Never again I saw the forest's daughter. Ah, no one believed the story. But among the eternal shapes of the ancient forest, an old man is allowed his final rest.
This is Vodka by Corpi Clanny here on WMFO.
In a world in which current medical analyses suggest that alcohol has negative imperatives on human health, one band, Corpi Clanny, is brave enough to suggest that drinking might be good for you.
You're listening to Death Metal NPR because you're trying to convince your kids that you're cool and you are failing quite badly.
Alright, we got time for one last tune here. This is Shipwrecked by Elstrom. This has been Carolyn. I'm QZ or Quentin. This has been fun. Catch you next time.